and gentlemen, we are here in beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii. It's a little bit sticky. We're out here in the lobby area, but we're out here amongst the folks and the flora and the fauna. And guess who's here? Brandy Bruet is here as well from NAFQ. How are you, Brandy?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Mike?
Doing well. Always good to see you. You are a busy, busy lady at this conference. You were presenting three times. You're doing networking. You're all over this place.
I'm all over this place, yeah. A nice guy saw me checking people and he said, "You do everything, and I'm here to work, and I'll do what I need to do with a smile."
Good to hear, and we like the smile as well. Hey, so you're going to be on a panel, is it today, and then tomorrow you're talking about the Military Lending Act, or
today,
do I have it reversed?
Military Lending Act. Tomorrow I'm on a panel with my colleagues in the Government Affairs Division. We're going to talk about a Washington update from a legislative and regulatory perspective. So that's tomorrow.
Okay.
Today I'm talking about the Military Lending Act for about an hour. For those folks who are interested.
Okay. I'm sure there will be a lot of folks interested. As we're kind of in a military town. Honolulu is kind of a military town.
Absolutely.
A lot of Navy here, obviously. So what's the latest with that before we get into the regulatory stuff?
Sure. So we had one compliance deadline this past fall for most products, and now we're transitioning towards a compliance deadline for credit cards. And that's been a big challenge for credit unions. There's not a lot of clarity. There's a lot of ambiguity, and it's a big mess. Mm-hmm. We've been doing a lot of advocacy with the Department of Defense to try and get more guidance, a better rule, and maybe even a one-year delay for the credit card compliance deadline, because they did leave the door open to do that for us. So we are cautiously optimistic we might get some of those things. But because of the new administration, there are political appointee positions that have not been filled that are the decision makers for things like new guidance or an interpretive rule that might delay that compliance deadline. So in the meantime, we're trying to go to higher levels within the Department of Defense to make that ask.
Okay.
We signed on to a joint letter with some other trades asking for other clarifications, whether we could have an exemption for credit cards altogether, for example, or an exemption for vacant lot loans, which are currently covered under the MLA. So we're making slow but sure progress with the new administration, and we're cautiously optimistic that if nothing else, once there's some political appointees in place, we might get a little bit of regulatory relief.
We'll see. Well, I think this administration, like most administrations, are very receptive to helping the military out in any form or fashion.
Yeah.
So it sounds like this is a good thing all the way around.
Yeah, and when we have had meetings with folks at the Department of Defense, they have seemed sympathetic and open to the idea that maybe there were some unintended consequences here with this rule that make it harder for credit unions and other, you know, reputable lenders to work with service members and their families. The whole idea behind the Military Act was to crack down on predatory lending, which you see a lot of if you drive around a base.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not us, that's not credit unions, and they've seemed receptive to that message. In fact, we hosted the Department of Defense and a few other industry stakeholders at NAFQ's offices on March 9th and had a lovely conversation with some people. Unfortunately, two of the four people who were in that meeting have moved on. One retired, and the other, who was the CFPB's liaison attorney to DOD to help with the MLA, she left and took a job with the California Attorney General. So we have a little bit of a couple of empty positions where we would normally be able to channel some information, but we're working on that.
So it's kind of you're going to have to do like a little reintroduction to the new folks coming in,
We're hoping not, but we sent a letter a few weeks ago reiterating some of our concerns and giving some sample guidance that we think might be helpful.
Okay.
So the good news is there is one gentleman there who's been there the whole time, so we're hoping that there's not going to be much of a re-education effort.
Good. Excellent. All right, let's talk about the panel, which is tomorrow.
The panel's tomorrow.
What's the topic? Are you guys going to be talking about legislative update and regulatory climate? Compliance?
Absolutely. So I'll be in there a little bit with some compliance topics, but of course people want to hear about what's going on Capitol Hill, so my colleague Brad Thaler will fill us in on some of that.
You like Brad?
Yep, we like Brad. And we're going to talk a little bit, so we'll talk about things like the Choice Act and things of that nature.
Yeah.
My colleague Michael Alexander Monterubio will talk about the CFPB and what's going on politically with Director Cordray and his position, a little bit about NCUA and what their regulatory priorities are. I'll weave in some things like ongoing challenges with things like HMDA and TCPA and what we're doing on that front. And then my colleague Dan O'Brien will talk about our PAC and what we're doing there.
Awesome.
And then, of course, Carrie will weave in her commentary throughout. She's moderating the discussion.
Awesome.
So it should be great.
Yeah, it should be. And it's such a busy. I mean, we're in such a great location, obviously, but there's such topical issues that need to be addressed and presented to the folks that are here.
Yep.
So to keep them on top of what's going on. So you guys are doing a swell job in doing that as well. So
thank you. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Oh, no worries. Anything else to wrap up, Brandy? I mean,
no, just we're here for our members. We're here for the industry. And I love talking to you. So if you see us this week or you see me, say hi.
Right on. Very cool. Right. Brandy Bruet, everybody. Thank you very much, Brandy. Good job.